Okay, so I'm so excited to be here today. My name is Monica Braslaw, and I'm sitting here with one of my dearest friends,
Carolina Sizemore.
And we are here in this amazing studio, the Boom Room. Thank you so much, Marina Velasquez, for giving us this opportunity to record our first ever podcast. So I had the opportunity to work with Marina a few times for life coaching, and then she just said, hey, I can record a podcast for you. So I'm so excited to be here today. What about you, Carolina?
Oh, I'm so excited for this opportunity, not just to record this podcast, but to educate people on what life coaching is really about and to share this opportunity with them, just like Marina is sharing this opportunity with us.
Oh, I love it. Yes. And just so excited about what life coaching can do for people's lives. So, well, here goes.
Let's get started. We're here to talk about life coaching and to educate people that are interested in life coaching or even those who really aren't familiar with what life coaching actually is. But I think I want to go back to when we first became friends and how we connected our relationship over this pursuit of becoming a life coach.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What was so funny about that period of time is the way you and I, our paths kept crossing and they kept crossing all over town, just different situations. And finally, we were like, I think we're supposed to be friends.
Yeah.
But more particularly, I remember we were in some type of a mentoring program at church, which was really great. And at the end of that 9-month period, you know, they really wanted us to make this vision board of dreams and goals, you know, what is your vision, right? Let's put it down on a board and be really creative doing that. And so I remember being really reluctant to do that. I'm guessing that you were excited because you're so creative.
I'm like a goal nerd, anything I can do to write down my goals and dreams. But I don't know if you remember this. I was so excited that one of your goals was to become a life coach. I actually chased you out the door when you were going to load up your car. Do you remember that?
I do. I thought, oh my gosh, this girl's stalking me. But I was actually really excited because I really wanted to be your friend anyways. And so anyways, I loved the way you came out there and we were comparing our boards and talking about, yeah, why did I put this life coaching school on my vision board? And how come you want to do that too? And I just remember that was sort of a defining moment for me because if I go back in time, you know, life coaching was just, I had never heard of it. And so one of my best friends gave me the gift of time with a life coach for my birthday 1 year. And I remember initially thinking, life coach? What is a life coach? Like, does she think I need help? Does she think I need fixing? And but anyways, when I went and had my time with that life coach, I realized and recognized how much value there was in somebody just sitting down and asking me these amazing questions about myself. Because we're not used to talking about ourselves, right?
No, and I think that's so interesting that you said that, you know, do I need fixing? And I think that's one of the misperceptions that people think, like, I don't need a life coach. You know, my life is fine. You know, I've got it all together. And it's really not about that. And the first sign about that was that we were in this mentoring program because we actually cared about people being their best selves. And as we began to, I think, discover what that really meant, and we were both researchers. We have that in common. And we started researching, you know, how can I help someone else be their best self? How can I help someone else achieve their goals? I know it's something deeper than mentoring that we had both signed up for like 3 years. You know, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't it take us like 3 years to do our training or more?
Oh, yes. I'm still doing continuing education classes because I love it so much. But yes.
Yeah. So I think that's what people don't understand is the investment. But we both took different paths in our training, but they intersected with the same common principle is that the foundation is, what's the word I want? It's actually solidified or endorsed by the International Coaching Federation.
Yes, yes. That's sort of our little governing force there, that just to make sure that we know what we're doing, because we are handling people's lives, right? And so that's a fragile place to be. You're handling their hearts, their dreams, you know, their goals, and they want to make sure that we know what we're doing, right? listening on these different levels, like a level four listening and you know, asking these powerful questions to just draw it out of them, things that they don't even know that's inside of them.
Yes. And that's what I love about life coaching. It can literally transform a person and it changes the whole trajectory of their life.
Mm-hmm. I love that too, because I think what happens in life, especially women, I can speak for women because I am one and I was raised with a bunch of women. But I think as women, we're so used to putting everybody first, our husbands, our children, our sisters, our friends, whoever in the moment needs us, because, you know, that's just our heart's desire. And then, but in the meantime, we don't recognize, hey, I'm stuck in life. I need something. I have hopes. I have dreams. I'm here and I want to get there, but I have no idea how to. And therefore, what happens, some people just stay stuck because they just figure, you know what? I don't have time. I don't have time for myself. And so I believe life coaching is just the best gift to give somebody. It's the gift of time. It's the gift of somebody listening to you and following you like a listening partner and drawing things out of you that you didn't even know were in there, aligning your life with your values, you know, and just guiding you to where you want to be and showing you where your life is out of alignment. And it's just, it's so much fun to see the light bulbs go off in our clients, isn't it?
I know. That's why I think we're both so passionate and excited about this, because we actually get to see people as they discover their purpose and who God called them to be. You know, so, I mean, we get as much fulfillment out of seeing them begin to fulfill their life calling than they do.
Oh, 100%. You know, I always say, seeing somebody live out their best life, there's no greater gift to me as their life coach to see them so excited and to work on their goals. And then they come back and they tell me what they accomplished. And sometimes they had really great intentions and they didn't accomplish. But then we just get them right back on track and get them going in the right direction. And I don't know. I just really feel like everybody needs a life coach. What do you feel like?
No, I agree. I think that most people benefit from a life coach. And I think what they don't understand is it's not about us. I see so many people, especially when it comes to mentoring and so many of the other organizations that I volunteer with, and they're like, I just want to help somebody. I just want to save somebody. You know, I want to come to the rescue. And life coaching isn't about us. It's all about them and seeing the transformation that's in their life. And I think if people would only realize that, it's about them evolving and it's not about us.
So true. And I think it's really the best gift somebody can give to somebody or to themselves, to have somebody just sit down with them and just listen to them, right? Because these days we're all distracted, right?
Listening's a lost art, definitely.
Even distracted doing good things, right? But still, we're all distracted. We're trying to multitask. We're going, you know, 90 miles an hour. And just to be almost forced to sit down in a situation and have somebody actually listen to you, I believe is one of the greatest gifts you can give to anybody.
Yes, I agree. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm excited about this journey and the way that we are able to work on this journey together as well and help one another.
Me too.
Spur each other on.
Yes, and we're just beginning.
By the way, you are my life coach. Okay, so if you like what you're hearing so far, stay tuned, because next we're going to be talking all about what life coaching is versus what life coaching isn't. Because let's face it, these days, life coach has become kind of a household term. So Caroline and I are so excited to kind of clarify what it is and what it isn't.